Venezuelan Nobel Peace Prize winner presents her medal to Trump, as Korea's ex-president Yoon to be jailed for 5 years over martial law bid. Cuba counts cost of alliance after 32 troops killed in Venezuela. Iran authorities demanding large sums for return of protesters' bodies, BBC told. Israel moves yellow line deeper into Gaza. Satellite images show the landscape beneath Antarctica's icy surface revealed in unprecedented detail. Trump threatens to invoke Insurrection Act to quell anti-ice protests in Minnesota. Aid workers cleared of human trafficking charges in Greece. U.S. forces seize a sixth Venezuela-linked oil tanker in Caribbean Sea. Tragic death of Adichie's young son highlights poor state of Nigeria's health sector. Baby, don't move. Australian woman wakes to find massive python on her chest. Iran judiciary denies plan to execute detained protester. Irfan Soltani. Astronauts splash down to Earth after medical evacuation from space station. Boeing knew of flaw in part linked to UPS plane crash. U.S. Safety Board report says European military personnel arrive in Greenland as Trump says U.S. needs island. Votes being counted in Uganda election as opposition alleges rigging. Ethiopia says seized ammunition sent by Eritrea to rebels as tensions rise. Explosion and fire in Dutch city of Utrecht caused by gas leak, officials say. Federal agent shoots man in leg after Minneapolis shovel attack. Officials say Trump's Fed fight looks like something from another country. South Korea's impeached president found guilty in first of four trials. What you need to know. Chinese woman's plea for help killing pigs draws thousands to her village. How realistic is India's quest for magnets made of rare earths? Rift at top of the Taliban. BBC reveals clash of wills behind internet shutdown. Pitfalls loom as Trump's Gaza peace plan enters second phase. From behind bars, Aung San Suu Kyi casts a long shadow over Myanmar. It was terrifying. Residents describe carnage after Thai train crash kills 32. Chinese woman's plea for help killing pigs draws thousands to her village. I carried my wife's body for an hour and a half. BBC hears stories of protesters killed in Iran. Troops and vessels from European NATO allies arrive in Greenland. Morocco celebrates AFCON win. Today is about couscous, not jollof. Watch. Astronauts return to Earth after medical evacuation. Watch. Aerial footage shows cars swept away by flash floods in Australia. Watch. Paraglider survives 500-foot drop into ocean. Grim scene. BBC on site after crane collapses on train in Thailand. Trump vows very strong action if Iran executes protesters. Oil prices extend losses as chance of U.S. strike on Iran recedes. Companies scramble to secure ships, assemble operations to transfer Venezuelan oil. Sources say oil prices steady after sharp sell-off as Trump eases Iran fears, set for flat week. U.S. paying 30% higher price for Venezuelan oil than Venezuela did weeks ago. Energy chief says U.S. judge allows Equinor to restart New York offshore wind project. Uganda votes intense election seen as test of President Museveni's strength. Former Petronas trading chief flags major challenges to Venezuela's oil recovery. Canada's Carney hails warmer ties with China and signs energy pact. Four Arab states urged against U.S.-Iran escalation, official says. Exclusive, U.S. to finalize 2026 biofuel quotas by early March, drop import penalties. Sources say Crane NXT's takeover bid for Antares Vision faces review delay. Freeport reports strong December traffic, Frankfurt up 5.3% year-on-year. All technologies to be acquired by CCL Industries. Ferrari family can sell up to 5% stake without voiding pact, report. Bridge Biopharma prices $550 million convertible notes offering Bafe Global Research names top apparel stocks for 2026 as retail sector split widens. Factbox. Taiwan contract chipmaker TSMC's U.S. investments. Mitsubishi to acquire Aethon's shale gas assets for $5.2 billion.